Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Today on the podcast, we're going to be covering three major stories in AI. The first is something that DeepMind has been up to with one of their new AI agents in the gaming field. The second is how AI stocks have propelled some of the world's richest people to over $150 billion increase in their net worth. And the third is the fact that Google is warning some of their employees against using the Bard chatbot. It's sort of ironic and kind of funny. We'll break all of this down on the podcast today. So without any further ado, let's jump into it. So the first story I want to talk about is the fact that DeepMind's new AI agent is a master of gaming. So I don't know if you remember how long it might have taken you to master some of those Atari games back in the 80s, if you were playing them back then, or if you are into retro games and play them now. In any case, this is kind of an interesting place to start because, you know, obviously we have a lot of these really old games that were easier than what you might consider pro games today. And putting something like an AI on those is a good way to kind of ramp it up and see, you know, how it plays eventually modern games today. So what it essentially did is it developed an AI algorithm called Bigger, Better, Faster, and it was able to master 26 Atari games in just 2 hours. They released the code and the official study in conjunction with Cornell University. And I think this is just another reminder that AI is going to make a really big impact in a lot of different areas. And as we slowly start developing AI algorithms and models that do specific tasks, we're going to be really surprised by the power they have. Of course, this is more along the lines of research, but you can imagine the implications of this. You know, let's say you get an AI to master a military strategy game. It would be interesting to see how much of that could carry over to real life action and military today. All sorts of implications in this. Really interesting. And, you know, this is straight out of DeepMind. The second thing I want to talk about today is the fact that it's no surprise, despite the fact that a lot of people have been saying, you know, this is a economic downturn that we're experiencing right now. There's a lot of stocks that have been slipping this year. And the major winners we recently talked about on a podcast episode are the ones that have been investing in AI. So how much has that actually impacted the owners of these companies or the co-founders? Well, as it turns out, some of the world's wealthiest people have seen, and when I say some of, I mean this is a handful of people here, have seen their wealth grow by over $150 billion thanks to AI, which essentially has fueled the stock market boom for their companies and not for everyone's companies. So in this recent report that came out on this, it specifically covered Meta, who has been releasing a ton of different AI innovation, a ton of different open source projects recently in the AI space. And their shares have actually rallied 134% this year. And I think this is both kind of in due to all of this AI that they've been releasing. So they're definitely on the cutting edge, but also because Mark Zuckerberg has called, this is his so-called, I guess, year of efficiency. He's cut a lot of costs and that has lifted the company, their profitability up quite a bit. And so he has actually made over $57 billion according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index just this year alone. So the other one I want to talk about is Oracle's founder, which is Larry Ellison. He actually just passed Bill Gates on Bloomberg Billionaires Index rich list. And this is the first time ever he did that. Earlier this week, he was up $47 billion thanks to his tech stock going up 55% in Oracle, which has made a bunch of pretty big and impressive AI plays. And the final one, of course, is, one of the final ones is Bill Gates, who actually has, of course, a pretty large share in Microsoft, being the co-founder of that. And Microsoft being the company that really is, it's one of the main companies at the center of this entire AI boom, because they partnered very closely with OpenAI right from the beginning, and own 50% of OpenAI. So they're really seeing a lot of the benefit from, the upside in that company. So Bill Gates is actually up $24 billion this year, thanks to his Microsoft shares, which largely, let's be honest, have been rallying because of AI. I would say there's not a lot else that has really been buoying Microsoft. So that is $24 billion to Bill Gates exclusively from his Microsoft shares based off of AI. So the final one I'm going to talk about today, this should come as no surprise if you've been following everything happening in AI in the stock market. NVIDIA has seen some pretty insane rallies. They topped a $1 trillion market cap recently. And so the CEO of NVIDIA, their founder, Jensen Huang, has also seen his overall wealth go up by over $24 billion, so pretty much on par with Microsoft. And of course, that's pretty much due to the fact that the shares of NVIDIA, his chip maker, which makes chips and GPUs specifically for AI, has jumped and increased 192% this year alone. So overall, members of this list have seen their wealth go up $150 billion in this year, according to Business Insider's calculations. So this is quite incredible. This is a very large and very substantial amount, all thanks to AI. The final thing I wanted to cover on the podcast today is a pretty, it's kind of a funny story. Essentially, Google recently told their employees in a memo to not use the Bard chatbot and not to put any confidential information into that. This is kind of interesting because Google obviously owns Google Bard, so it's kind of ironic that they're worried about leaks from within their own company and within their own software. Apparently, they're concerned that employees are going to put sensitive information into the chatbot, because essentially what happens with these is that there are human reviewers that sit down and look at the chats that are coming through and are able to review them, and they don't want those people to see what is going on. So this has been quite a big problem in the industry. Of course, ChatGPT is the one that has seen the most flack from this. Samsung last month had their own internal kind of thing where they said for their staff not to use ChatGPT for anything confidential. Amazon also said the same thing, do not share any code with ChatGPT because there are people reviewing on the other end that could see it. And that's according to some screenshots from Slack messages. And so this is something that has been very big. Apple made a similar, comment to their employees not to use it. And so I think this is a really interesting place where a lot of people are worried about their confidential information being leaked via these chatbots. And of course, it doesn't, feel very good for security for everyone else. That being said, companies do have the opportunity, specifically with ChatGPT, to go through Microsoft's Azure platform and have their own personal instance of ChatGPT running, where the data is not looked at by anyone else. It is not used to train any other models, and you own that and it's on your own servers. So there are other options and other solutions, which I think are going to only become more popular. As we can see, obviously, companies are having big issues with trust in this space. And it's pretty funny to have a company like Google, worrying about trust and safety of their own chatbot for their own employees. Very telling, I think. And I think that's why we're going to see a lot more companies using personal AI, even if these are popular models that are, hosted for everyone, running on their own servers exclusively for them. So they're not worried about these kind of data problems and issues into the future.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.